What time?
Hello?
I'm here.
What time?
Sunday morning.
What time?
What time?
Oh, it's kind of hard for me to look on my phone. I'll just say 10 o'clock. How about that?
That'll work for me. Noon.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Delilah?
No, you're speaking to me, Angela, and 10 o'clock doesn't work. Noon.
I thought you guys get up and go to church.
Yeah, at 10.
Church. Well, we're back by noon.
10:30. Right? 10:30?
We're back by noon.
Well, I just want to let you know my time started today.
Well, then why aren't you here today? Where are you? You're not here picking her up?
I had to work today.
Okay, so you had to work. And so now you're not coming till Sunday, and on Sunday, 12 o'clock works. Why are you making this difficult?
This isn't...
It is.
So I'm going to be there early on Sunday morning, okay?
All right, we'll see you at noon.
What are you doing that you need to have her by noon?
Church.
What we're doing is not your business. Noon works for us.
Alright, well, I'm just going to let you know.
Go ahead, let me know.
I'm going to be there when I get there, okay?
Sure, and we'll be here at noon.
Are you not going to be home when I come there, or what?
We'll be here at noon.
Are you telling me you're not going to be at home in the morning?
Yeah, I'm telling you we won't be at home in the morning. We'll be here at noon.
You just said that you don't wake up early, so how are you not going to be
We
there?
Don't wake up early.
Exactly.
All right, I'll be there. I'll give you a notice. I'll give you 2-hour notice on when I'm going to be there.
All right.
And I'll see you when you get there.
We'll see you at noon on Sunday.
Well, I can't wait to see you, girl. And we're going to have a great summer like we always do. Love you. See you later. All right, kiddo?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye, Delilah.
Noon. I'm not leaving until afternoon.
No, we're not opening the door.
I'm not waking up in the morning. I literally told him multiple times.
Yeah,
like, do you think, Mom, what time did I wake up today? What time did I wake up today? Exactly. And I went to bed at what?
That's just
midnight?
1 a.m.? That's just his way of controlling us. He wants to control everything because he has control of everything.
And my question is,
Sunday. Your day started today, you didn't fucking show up. Noon works for us on Sunday. You didn't show up. It was your time, motherfucker. Don't that say something? It says a lot.
You're not even big on
you. Because you just stressed it out. You wouldn't
have that.
Just wouldn't know this type of. So, if you're not here on the day that you're supposed to get her, and you're going to figure out 2 days later from the day you're supposed to get her, and I tell you noon.
So I know on what?
Brain. No, I don't. If I tell you noon, see, you might be too bad at it. Any time I would pick, wouldn't have been okay. I could pick 8.
No, I won't be here.
I don't know. That's how that would have went. I hate that. Yeah, you're really sick. If I would have picked 10 o'clock, he would have told me noon.
What?
If I would have picked 10 o'clock, if I would have said be here at 10, he would have said noon.
You said that you wanted me to keep the stuff that you guys bought there, but then whenever I got it back,
I would take just what he bought you and show him how little he gets you. And show him that he doesn't help provide shit for you. Because you know what I mean? Long
hair. Can you get in your bra before I go out there, please?
We'll try. You know what I mean? I've sent him 2 long emails asking him to help me to get you clothes, to go in with me, and get you a new wardrobe because nothing fits you anymore. 2 long ass fucking emails. You know what he said to me? Not a fucking word. No, he never even replied. Never even replied to either one of them fucking text messages.
You left
your
hand
in.
Thank you. Yeah, that's exactly. Ed's got a good point, D. I would take only what he's bought you and show him. And be like, how you don't get no fucking clothes, your mom will get you no fucking clothes. Be like, no, Dad, this is what you've provided. Mom said my clothes that she provides stays there. Like the fucking shoes.
My clothes are hers and stay there. Just
like
the
boots.
I would say that those don't fit me even if they do.
Like the boots he bought you for Christmas that look like a fucking hat. Why?
My ugly ass fanny pack?
Why buy you boots and not let you have them? Were they a present or were they a special?
They went to the store to get my dad's shoes and my boots were offended. They weren't there to buy me shoes. And then they found me shoes on sale.
On sale. Right, they were gonna leave you with broken down shoes, worth it.
Yeah.
They do that.
Sorry.
I was just saying about those at home.
Yeah, I would take what he's bought you, and if he says you don't fucking have anything, you'd be like, this because this is what you provided, Dad. This is what